Friends, a lot of banking related activities, types of account, banker, customer, then different kind of banks, so many things we have seen. Now, we have reached to the stage for onboarding the customer. Various rules, regulation for different kind of account, different types of account is also we have discussed in earlier chapter. Now, we will draw your specific attention on Know Your Customer, that is KYC. KYC, Know Your Customer. This Know Your Customer is a very important nowadays after the digitalization and after the technology has very aggressively implemented in the banks. Therefore, this chapter is very, very important and this covers almost all regarding the voice definition of customer, then beneficial owner, then suspicious transaction, KYC policy, then compliance with the KYC. So many things like customer acceptance policy, customer identification policy, due diligence policy. Various policies are covered under this KYC. Okay. In case of anything, everything is happening correctly, then if anything goes wrong, then closure of account, risk management functions in respect of the KYC, introduction of the new technology and correspondent banking. These are some of the points we have taken for our discussion under KYC, that is Know Your Customer. In addition to that, the correspondent relationship with the shell banks, wire transactions, combating finances, these types, you know, through where the transaction specific Know Your Customer guidelines for issuing different kind of instruments, selling of third party product or at par check clearing facility, issuance of the prepaid card, debit cards, credit cards, and then hiring the employees, then principal officer for reporting this, anything goes wrong in the KYC, as well as maintenance of records, as well as operation of the bank account, collection of the account and pay checks, then cash transaction report, that is CTR, and STR is important, that is suspicious transaction report. That is coming under FIUIND, that is Financial Action Task Force, which is covered under PMLA Act. That how the PMLA Act is also applicable here to the KYC, that also we are going to discuss. No doubt, discussion is very heavy, but very interesting also to know how the prevention happens to avoid the fraud and fraudulent transactions. In these days, nowadays, we can see on the television and any other media, there is a lot of drug smuggling happening, a lot of terrorism is happening, financing frauds are happening and people are leaving the country and going anywhere. Money laundering also happens many times and which is used in arms dealing and all. So the bank is not comfortable in all the way to undertake this kind of large value transactions. Integrity of the customer is at stake. Under the circumstances, there is definitely a very strong measures that needs to be applied while undertaking the transaction, either coming funds from outside the country or sending the funds from this country to outside or anybody within the country to different agencies, people, etc. Therefore, in order to develop a long-term relationship, it is made possible about this customer on account of knowing him properly from the banker's perspective, transaction perspective. Reserve Bank of India has issued the guidelines and framed the policy called Know Your Customer, that is KYC. Without KYC, no transaction, no bank account is opened. And also there is a provision for reviving the KYC also for every 2 years, 3 years, like that. The objective, very objective of this KYC policy is to issue the guidelines and prevent the banks from being used nationally, internationally, intentionally or unintentionally by the criminal elements of the society for money laundering and the terrorist financing activities. So KYC, let us understand the meaning as per the policy. It means that the banker should know their customer well, and he should know about their business and, as far as possible, the nature of their earning and their moral standings. Therefore, the objective of the KYC guideline is to prevent the bank from being used as a criminal element for money laundering activities. And it enables the banks to understand its customer well from the perspective of the finance in dealing to serve from better and manage the risk prudentially. Banker loses the statutory protection in case if any fraud happened as per the Negotiable Instrument Act 131. And if it is proved that the banker was negligent while opening the account, it will fall back on the bankers. That is why bankers are strict about the KYC norms. How can you offer this client exceptional services if there is no well complied KYC of any of the customer? So you have to anticipate certain requirement, and you can do this only if you know your customer well. Your customer, they are the standard used, your client KYC are the standards used in the investment and the financial services also. For the industry verification of the customer and know their risk and the financial profile. There are three components in KYC, three important components in the KYC, which includes the customer identification program. At the time of identifying the customer, what are the guidelines? Second, customer's due diligence. Due diligence on the customer, their activities and all other things. And enhanced due diligence, that is EDD, is extreme. At extreme level, this enhanced due diligence is required to be taken. Little bit sense. If the banker feels that something is going wrong, then they undertake the EDD. Securities and Exchange Commission requires each new customer provide detailed financial information before opening an investment and banking account. That is why the importance is much given to the KYC. KYC is nothing but it is a means for identifying and verifying the identity of the customer through an independent and reliable source of documents, data, information, for the purpose of verifying the identity of one is an individual customer. If it is an individual customer, what is the importance of the KYC for the individual customer? Bank will obtain the customer's identity information, address information, and recent photographs. And the similar information will be provided for the joint holders as well as mandate holders also. In respect of the non-individual customers, that is entities, companies, etc., bank will obtain the identification data and verify the legal status of that entity. What is the legal status of that entity? Then its operating address, authorized signatory, and the beneficial owners. Beneficial owners. Information is also required on the nature of employment business that customer does or expect you to undertake the purpose for opening of the account of the bank. The KYC guidelines have been put in place by Reserve Bank of India in the context of the recommendation made by FATF, that is Financial Action Task Force on Anti-Money Laundering, that is AML, and the standards of on the combating financing of the terrorism. Three aspects, right? One is a Financial Action Task Force recommendation, anti-money laundering standards, and combating of the financing of terrorism. With these three, there will be a prevention of money laundering, and this act will require banks and financial institutions and the intermediaries to ensure that they follow certain minimum standard of the KYC AML. Certain minimum standard, at least they have to follow. Banks have been advised to ensure that proper policies should be framed with the approval of their board of directors, and they should put in place now periodicity of the KYC refresh. No doubt at the time of opening the account and at the time of undertaking the transaction, in case of the doubt, the KYC is generally obtained by all the banks. This KYC is to be provided for the time of opening the new account as well as the periodically. It is necessary to obtain the additional information from the existing customer based on the conduct of their account, or at fixed period, refreshing the cycle based on the risk categorization of the customer. There is also risk categorization. Similarly, an existing customer will require to provide the fresh KYC for new account opening to adhere to the latest applicable KYC standards. Now, definition of customers. We have already seen that. But for the purpose of KYC policy, the customer is defined as the person or entity that maintains an account and has business relationship with the bank, one of whose behalf the account is maintained, that is the beneficiary owner. And beneficiary's transactions conducted by the professional intermediaries such as stock exchange, chartered accountant, solicitors, etc., as permitted under the law, and any person or entity connected with the financial transactions which can pose a significant reputational or other risk to the bank, say a wire transfer or issue of high value demand draft, that time also KYC is required, and that is the covered under this definition. Suspicious transaction. What is meant by suspicious transactions? The suspicious transaction means the transaction as defined, including an attempt of the transaction, whether or not it is made in cash to a person which is acting in good faith. At that point of time, it gives a reasonable ground of the suspicion, and expected, and the offense, and that may involve the proceeds of the offense which are specified in the schedule to act regardless of the value which is involved, and it appears to be made in circumstances of unusual, unjustified complexity, or it appears not to have an economic relations or rationally, and transaction is not a bona fide one, or it doesn't have a bona fide purpose. And it also gives rise to the reasonable ground to believe that the suspicion that it may involve the financing activity relating to the terrorism. Therefore, it must be noted that the transaction which involves the financing of activities related to the terrorism includes transaction involving the funds expected, suspected, and link which is related or that can be used for the terrorism purpose. Now, what are those things at the time of KYC banks should keep in mind? Number one, information collected from the customer for the purpose of opening the account to be treated as a confidential one, and details thereof are not to be divulged for any cross-selling or for any other purposes. Number one, so confidentiality of the information of the client. Number two, information which is sought from the customer is relevant to the perceived risk, and it is not intrusive and it is not in conformity with the guidelines issued. So, remittance of the funds by way of demand draft, mail, telegraphic transfer, or any other made issues of the traveler's check, etc., value of rupee 50,000 and above should be effected by debit to the customer's account against the check which is drawn in favor of the bank and not against cash payment. That is one thing. Bank should also ensure that the provision of FCRA, that is Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, and Foreign Exchange Management Act, wherever is applicable, is strictly to be adhered to. Now, taking into consideration all these aspects, KYC policy is formulated for money laundering. According to the provisions of Prevention of Money Laundering, that is PMLA Act, PMLA, Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002, and the Prevention of Money Laundering Maintenance of the Record, Rule 2005, and it is amended from time to time by the Government of India, and Aadhaar and other laws, amendment notification by the government, bank is required to follow certain customer identification process while undertaking the transactions, either establishing an account-based relationship or otherwise monitor the account transactions. Thus, the KYC policy is issued as per the RBI's master direction on Know Your Customer, which incorporates the amendment made by the government, etc. All the banks should take the necessary steps to implement the KYC policy and the provision of Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. Banks should frame their own KYC policy incorporating following four key elements. Direction, that is KYC policy, RBI says, individual banks should have their own policy taking into consideration, number one, customer acceptance policy, whether to customer allowed to open the account or not. Then, customer identification procedure, what are the documents you are taking? Number three, monitoring of the transaction, transaction-based or account churning. And fourth is risk management view taken by the bank. One by one, we are going to discuss these four elements. Now, compliance with the KYC policy. Bank must ensure that compliance with the KYC policy through specifying as to who constitute a senior management for the purpose of KYC compliance within the bank. There should be a senior management person to imply the KYC and comply with it. Then allocation of the responsibility for effective implementation of the policy and procedures. There should be an immediate evaluation or independent evaluation of compliance function of the bank policies and the procedures, which includes the legal and regulatory requirements. Concurrent auditor, internal auditor, and audit system should be there to verify the compliance with the KYC and AML policy and procedures. And in this connection, regarding the submission of the quarterly audit note, bank must ensure that decision-making functions of determining the compliance with the KYC norms are not outsourced. Now, customer acceptance policy, number one. What is this customer acceptance policy under KYC? Every bank should develop a clear customer acceptance policy, laying down the explicit criteria for acceptance of the customer, and banks must ensure that no account will be opened in anonymous or fictitious or Benami name. Number two, no account is opened where the bank is unable to apply appropriate customer due diligence measures, either due to the non-cooperation or customer or non-reliability of the document, etc. Third, no transaction of the account-based relationship bank is undertaken without following customer due diligence process, that is CDD. The mandatory information that has been sought under the KYC purpose while opening the account without unnecessary harassment of the customer. And optional or additional information be obtained with an explicit consent of the customer. Bank must apply to the CDD procedure, customer due diligence procedure, at unique customer identification code, that is UCIC, unique customer identification code. If the existing KYC compliant customer of the bank desires to open another account with the same bank, there should be no need for the fresh CDD exercise. But the CDD procedure is followed for all the joint account holders while opening the joint account. There are circumstances in which the customer is permitted to act on behalf of another person, entity, should be clearly spelled out in conformity with the established law and practices in the banking. Suitable system should be placed to ensure that the identity of the customer does not match with any person or entity whose names appear in the sanction list of the circulars issued by the Reserve Bank of India. Check should be done before the account is opened to ensure that identity of the customer does not match with any person with known criminal background or with a banned entity such as individual terrorist or terrorist organization. Banks are further advised to prepare the profile for each new customer based on the risk categorization. So risk categorization is very important. Customer profile may contain the information relating to customer's identity, social and financial status, nature of the business activity, information about the client's business and their location. And the nature and extent of the due diligence will be depending upon risk pursued by the bank. For the purpose of the categorization, risk categorization, other than high net worth and entities whose identities and the source of wealth can be easily identified, and the transaction in whose account by and large confirms the know your profile that may be categorized as a low risk. Next is, in case of the policy that may require, only basic requirement verifying the identity and the location of the customer are met. Customer who pose a higher than average risk to the bank should be categorized as a medium or high risk, depending upon the customer's background, nature, location, country of origin, source of funds, and client profile. Companies having close family shareholding or the beneficial ownership of the firm with a sleeping partner, politically exposed persons of the foreign origin customers who are close relative of person politically exposed person, and accounts of which PEP, that is politically exposed persons, is ultimate beneficiary owner, non-face-to-face customer, and those with a dubious reputation as per the public information available are mostly categorized as a high-risk customers. With regard to the risk involvement in the cash-intensive business, accounts of the bullion dealers, jewelers, they are also categorized by the banks as a high-risk customer requiring enhanced due diligence. Then, adoption of the customer acceptance policy and its implementation should not be so restrictive that it must not result into denial of banking services to the general public, especially to those who are financially or socially disadvantaged. Customer identification procedure. It means verifying the customer's identity by using the reliable independent source of document, data, information, and the customer identification procedure should be clearly stated in the different stages while opening the account, doing the financial transaction, while doing the doubt about the authenticity of the previously obtained customer identification data. For those customers which are natural persons, bank should obtain sufficient identification data to verify the identity of such a customer, its address, location, and recent photograph. So customers that are legal persons or entities, bank should verify the legal status and the legal person entity through a proper and relevant documents. After verifying that any person acting on behalf of the legal person, the authorized and verify identity of that person. Understand the ownership and control structure of the customer and determine who are the natural persons ultimately control the legal person. In case of the omission of the some of the appropriate KYC norms at the time of opening the account in respect of existing customer, it is required the procedure for the customer identification should be completed at the earliest, any gap of taking the document. So the transaction in existing account should be continuously monitored, and any unusual finding during the operation of the account should be triggered with a review of the customer confidential documents measure. Bank could apply the monetary limit for such accounts. So beyond certain limit, if any transaction happening, it will be under screening by the AML team. So documentation measures, bank should apply monetary limit to each account like this. Where bank is unable to apply the appropriate KYC measures due to non-furnishing of the information by the customers, the bank should close the account or terminate the relationship after issuing the due notice to the customer explaining the reason for taking such decisions. UCIC, that is Unique Customer Identification Code, will help banks to identify the customers, its track record, facilities availed, monitor the financial transaction, etc. Whenever there is a suspicion in the money, or money laundering or terrorist financing, then the factors, other factors give rise to belief that the customer poses a high risk, bank should carry out the full scale customer due diligence, CDD, before opening the account. The KYC procedure must be applied to all the existing accounts, trust, companies, charitable organization and any other institution wherever the account is opened through the mandate or power of attorney holders. Bank should also introduce a system of periodical updation of the customer identification data after the account is opened. Periodicity of such an updation should not be less than once in a 5 years in case of the low risk category and not less than once in a 2 years in case of high and medium risk categories. Re-KYC.